Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omud Beis, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of Simen Shin Yud Tes, which deals with the halachos of Breira. And we begin today's share with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kli Shema Orin, if you have a utensil and you're pouring from it liquids, and the Ramah explains, Pirush Shema Rikin Bo Yayin Me'achovis, and you're going and pouring from one container into another container. So let's say you have a barrel of wine and you're pouring from it into a bottle, so you'll have a bottle of wine. So in this situation, you have to be careful. You have dregs at the bottom of the barrel. Lo yitain befiv kashin vekesomim bechazaka. You can't load up the spout over here from which you're pouring out the wine from the barrel into the container, the bottle that you're pouring it into. You can't fill up that spout over here with lots of little pieces of straw and chips of wood, and therefore you plug them in very tightly in order to function basically as a filter. There's no better filter than this, and since you obviously want the dregs over here from the wine not to be going into this container that you're pouring from the barrel into, so this is not permitted. This would be taking wine that's muddy, wine that's turbid, and pouring it through a filter, which is not allowed, a strainer, and that's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivka Nun, Rotzalomai, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu me'erev Shabbos, kidei l'sanein derech bo b'Shabbos. You're not even allowed to put these straws and material in to act as a filter on Erev Shabbos and then pour it on Shabbos. O'mayre shulchan aruch, b'yayin ochur k'tzas. We're obviously talking here about where the wine is not perfectly clear. It's already a little bit muddy, a little bit turbid. Dimu yayin solu, because if it was perfectly clear wine, and you're just filtering out the little pieces of impurity, the little chips that are inside of it, but it's perfectly drinkable beforehand, so then we've already said, then we said, even with a strainer, it's absolutely permitted, as we've already explained in the previous shir, the Chanal B'Sif Yud, as we learned in Sif Yud. If you're not allowed to force the container to be plugged, the sprout over here of this barrel to be plugged with these kashin and kisamim, the derech litchov pib b'chozek, because if you plug it up with strength, so to say, you force in as many of these things as you can, and that effectively functions as a filter. You've allowed a liquid to pass through, but you won't allow anything more solid to pass through. That's exactly the function of a strainer. What better strainer is there than plugging this in with a lot of force? As opposed to if you just have it loosely packed there, the dregs can get through, and then it's not functioning as a strainer. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber telling us, there is no greater type of a filter than this, as he says in Sivkot Nun Beis. The Gemara uses the expression that it looks like over here, like it's a strainer. Well, Pirush Ran, the Ran explains this, it's not technically a full filter, Shari Ovrim Bashmar, because some of the dregs can get through. But since the major components over here of the chips and the larger impurities can't get through, it's dami l'mishamerish. It does function as a filter, as a strainer over here, and that's what the Gemara says. Akan l'shona. That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. That there is no greater strainer than this. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber tells us there is no greater strainer than this is for the purposes of straining out these chips of wood and the other impurities that are large there. There is nothing better to strain it than that. That's why it's called a strainer in that regard. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Bechazaka adds from the words of the Raidid that are brought down in this Ran, Mashba Dim Eino Mahadik Bechozik, if you don't put them in very tightly, and the Yuchlu Ktsas Keshamin Vekashmin Lavar Derech Sham, and a little bit of the larger pieces, the chips of the impurities over here, are able to get through, then Lo Asur Bazeh, then it's not considered Asur, the Lo Merse Kemish Marish, because in that situation it doesn't really look or function over here as a full filter. Now we go to Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Mutu la'aros b'nachas mikli l'chavero. You are allowed to pour from one container to another if you're doing it gently. In this way, you're going to make sure that you're pouring slowly so the impurities that are at the bottom of container one will stay at the bottom of container one and won't get transferred over into container two, and you're effectively pouring the good liquid away from the bad dregs that you have in container one, and you're filling up container two with just the good liquid. So the Mechaber tells us this is permitted as long as you do this gently. Mutal aros benachas mikli l'chaveru. You can pour gently from container A to container B and make sure that only the good liquid goes from container A into B and none of the dregs, as long as buvad shiyizor. You have to be careful. Kishayivso kakiluach, when the flow stops going, umatchilin leire nitzotzos kitanos hanishofos b'achrona mitocha psoles, that when you really essentially gotten rid of all of the clear liquid that's on the top, and now the only thing left is really drops coming out of the dregs at the bottom, then you have to stop. Yavsik, at that point you should stop, because now you're really separating the liquid that's coming out of the dregs from the dregs, as opposed to before, you almost had like two layers. You had a top layer of a clearer liquid and a bottom layer of dregs and liquid. So you're allowed to pour out the top layer of clear liquid, but once you really get to the bottom where the dregs are expressing the liquid, you can't do this anymore. V'yanichim imashvorin. You have to leave that little bit behind with the dregs at the bottom and not try to pour that off, because that would really be borer. Because shim lo yasakein, because if you don't do it that way, hani nitzotzos mochecheshu borer, because as I just pointed out, the little drops that are going to come out now from the dregs, it's going to be clear that you're separating them from the dregs, and that would be an iser borer. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Rotzolomar, tipos kitanos hametaftefos kishenifso kakiluach. We're talking about the little drops that are still going to come out when the main flow from container A to container B has been stopped because there's no more liquid left. Sivkot nundalet, mochechei v'chule. This shows and demonstrates that you want to be borer over here. Rotzolomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber, telling us, demuchach, it shows that shu borerom mitoch hapsolis shebishu lehekli, that you're intending over here to separate out the little bit of liquid that's there from the dregs that are at the bottom of that first utensil. The issue foot number 49 brings down that this has applications to when you're making tea and you're pouring off, let's say, essence that you've made before Shabbos, the scents that you've made before Shabbos, and you're pouring it off and you have some of the dregs of the tea leaves at the bottom, so you have to be careful when you pour this off that you don't have the same problem that we just explained over here. And the same thing some of the posts can bring down in terms of the tea bag itself. When you're taking a tea bag out of the tea that you just made, you made the tea in a permissible way, and you have the tea bag, let's say, in a kli shlishi, and you're taking out the tea bag, well, that's removing the psolas from the yochal. So what your proper way to take it out, some of the posts can suggest, is that you use a spoon and take out the tea bag with a spoon, and it'll have a little bit of the liquid in it as well, and therefore you're not being borer psolas from ocha. Very interesting thought. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, avo betchilas shviyosu, when you're pouring originally from the very beginning of utensil A to utensil B, kishadayin ein apsolus nikar, and you really can't see any of the dregs, you're all the way at the bottom, and you're really pouring liquid from one container into the other container, that's not a problem. La borahu, that's perfectly permissible. And the issue foot number 50 explains, V'yafel gav shepsolus nimtzeis imashecho b'chliyachot. The dregs are there at the bottom, let's say, of the beer. U'ma'aru es ashecho minichas epsolus, and you're pouring out the good beer on the top, and you have the dregs at the bottom. It sounds like it should be borer, so the Prima Gordon explains, based upon the Ran that we just learned over here, Shahoel Apsolis Shekua B'tachtis HaKli, since the dregs are really at the bottom, they're heavier, and they're at the bottom of the Kli, and they're not really recognizable in the top liquid over here, and therefore, when you're pouring it out initially, when there's plenty of clear liquid, that's not a problem. That's not called separating the beer from the dregs. However, once it's nearly essentially stopped, and you're really waiting for the drops to come out from the dregs, that is a problem of borer. Alternatively, the Chazon Ish explains, Shashecho hanimtso me'al hashmorim eino nechshav kimur behem. It's as if I said before, you have two types of fluid in this container. You have the top clear fluid, and you have the bottom, which is fluid and dregs. Hayotzi tipin tipin besofa iroi nechshav kimur behem. But that bottom stuff, that is considered the drops that are coming out of the dregs. That's considered ma'uriv with the dregs, and therefore that separation is a problem of borer. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nunhei Shu Borer. Omayri Shirotza Lishtos Le'acharzman. We're talking about where you don't want to drink it right away. You're doing this to prepare it for later on. Because Dim Bedaito Lishtosu Le'altir. If you want to drink this right now, you are allowed to separate out the drops from the dregs. That's called, you're not doing it for later, you're not doing it with a specialized kli, and you're doing it for ochel from psolas for immediate usage. Hello, Kaimala, that's perfectly good. We've already learned. Mitoch ochem, mitoch hasolus, kishabar, mishalo adekli, mutter, imbedaita lechomiyad. You meet the three characteristics that we've said many times. You're doing it without a specialized utensil. You're doing the ochel from the psolus for immediate usage. So that's perfectly good. And the issue footnote number 51 explains, mivur bidvarav, it's clear from here, shavadavar hayotse mihatarovus huadavar hanivra. That we're talking here that the stuff that comes out is what you want. You're not leaving the dregs behind. That's not what you want. You want the liquid that comes out from the top. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'kan avshim aru mikli l'kli." Even though you're pouring from utensil A to utensil B, mikol makom ikar abreira nasa aide yodav. You're doing this by hand, even though it's from a vessel to a vessel. That's not called using a kli. That's called you're pouring it with your hand from one utensil to the other utensil, and therefore it's perfectly good. And Dershu foot number 52 brings down that in Mitzvah Shem we will learn in Sivkat Nun Ches shafrodas chelmon shel beitza mehachelbon. When you'd want to separate the white and the yellow of an egg, and you're going back and forth from part of the eggshell to the other part of the eggshell, that's also not considered a braver problem over here with a kli. That's called doing it with your hand. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'im nosan kesamim b'fia kli shema ara b'socho kidei shiyistanin heitev." If you go put these chips in the mouth of the kli, so when you pour it, you're going to go and strain it better. Bazeh afilu li alterasa. That's already not allowed immediately because that's considered a specialized kli. Imeno masik kishematzchilin hanitosus leirid misham. And this would be true only if you kept on doing this all the way at the end. But at the beginning, it's not a problem because at the beginning, it's considered clear fluid. It's only at the end, when you'd be separating it from the dregs, that it's a problem. The choshev kibara de kli. That would be considered using a kli. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "V'asu lishbo chashumon min arotov." You're not allowed to go and separate out, pour out the fat over here from the gravy. V'afilun lo yisirim b'kaf. Even if you're not using a spoon to do this, el yishboch b'achli atzmi, you're just dumping it out with the utensil itself. That is still called the heavy kibara b'yad v'lo b'chli v'chanal. That would be called you're separating with a hand and not with the kli. Nevertheless, we call mokum, that still is also because hashuman mikre psolis. The shuman is what you don't want over here, and you're getting rid of that. That's the psolis. Lagabi arota, the gravy, which you do want. Imein arota lechol shuman l'alter. Unless, of course, you're going to eat the shuman, which again most people probably would not be doing, but if you were to eat the shuman, then it's separating ochel from ochel for immediate consumption by hand. That's allowed, but since you're tossing the shuman, the fatty stuff on the top, you're tossing from the gravy. That's not allowed, even when you're not using a kli. Even if you're going to eat the rest of the food right now, but you're not allowed to pick the psolus from the ochel for immediate usage, you have to take the ochel from the psolus for immediate usage. Kamosha kosa bereisha simon, as we've learned already many times in the simon. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'im shofach biyachad im hashumon gam miktsas min harotiv." But if you pour a little bit of the gravy out with the fat over here, then shari, it's permissible. This is similar to what I said before with the tea bag. If you take the tea bag out with a spoon and you take a little bit of the tea in the spoon as well, then it's permissible because you're throwing away both. That's not called separating the psolus from the ochel. That is permissible. Dirshu footnote number 53 brings down, if you have leaven over here that has a little bit of water on the top of the leaven that you don't want. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, "Osu lishpoch es hamayim el im kein shofach ma'at leben im hamayim." You have to pour out a little bit of the leaven as well. You can't just pour off the top water, which you don't want. However, this in Karol Shlita says, "Shema mayim munochim al haleben." They don't move rubbing bowl. But if the liquid is really a separate layer on top of the leaven, as it often is, then then you can pour it out because it's not really a me'urevis. It's not mixture. It's not a taruvis over here. It's not fully mixed in. It's just two layers. You'll have to take off the top layer to get to the bottom layer that you want. On the other hand, the Shvisa Shabbos says it's perfectly permissible to separate the water from the leaven, even if they are mixed together. Because he says, "Yesh anoshim sha'ochlim es haleben amayim," because people eat both. And therefore, Ein heim nidonin kishnei minei meichot. It's not considered two separate food items over here, and it's considered minechot. And therefore, if you're separating one from the other, if you take a bite out of something, you're not called, you separated the bite one from the rest of the entity, and therefore it's not a problem according to this in Karol Shlita. The issue footnote number 54 brings down that we're going to learn in Sivkot Nusamach Aleph in the name of the Taz, that if a fly falls into your soup or your food and you want to take it out, you're allowed to take out the fly as long as you take out a little bit of the food or the liquid with it as well. However, the opinion of the Chazon Ish is different. He says that if you're moving a little bit of the ochel with the psolus, it's still called borer over here. Ayin shana the rest of this footnote for his reasoning why. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Mutu lahagbiya hechavis aleze dover." You're allowed to go and lift up the barrel, tilt the barrel by placing it on something, kideshi kaleach mimenu hayayin heitev, in order that the wine should flow easily out of this container, this barrel, into the other container that you're putting it into. This is brought down in the name of the Rokeach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Vav, even though if you leave it standing like this for a while, it's going to pour all the liquid out, the dregs will stay behind, it's not on that much of an angle, and all the liquid, even from the dregs, will pour out eventually. Then it's not a problem because at the time that you're pouring it, that hasn't yet happened, and now you're leaving it alone, it's going by itself, and therefore you are not being borer, if I understand this Mishnah Berurah correctly. Now we go to Sif Tes Vav. The Mechaber writes, Misanenes shenosan bochardo lusano. You have some sort of a strainer over here, and you're putting mustard on the top in order to separate out the parts of the mustard from the psolis. Mutu litein babet. So you're allowed to as well add an egg over here. Afopi shahachalmon yorid lamata. Even though the yellow is called the chalmon, the white of an egg is called the chalbon. So the chalmon will go to the bottom. You're talking about here a raw egg. So you put it on top of the strainer. The yellow will fall down to the bottom. Yorid lamata imachardo with the mustard, and it'll give it color. The chalbon, the white, nishar lamala, will stay up on the top. This is allowed. It's not a borer problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Zayin, Hainu Me'erev Shabbos. You're talking about doing this on Erev Shabbos. The B'Shabbos also l'sanin chardol ayidim asanenas. You can't put the mustard over here on Shabbos on this because that would be separating the mustard, the good from the bad. And unless you're eating it immediately for that usage right then and there, it's not allowed. That's borer. So we're talking about you did this on Erev Shabbos. If you're not eating it right now, as I just said, that would be forbidden. Even on Yontif, you're not allowed to go and do this. So that's why we're talking here that you've done it on Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches says that you're leaving the yellow up on the top. That's allowed. Rosh Loma, the Mechaber is being explained over here. The Eino Omid Lachila, even though it's not being eaten right now. Aval Pikein Lo Choshev Kibora Ocho Mitoch Absolus. It's not cool that you're separating out Ocho from Toch Solus over here. Why? The Afa Chelmon Shumasani, because even the yellow, which you're separating out, Eino Bishul Lachila. It brings down the name of the tour that you're not doing this for eating purposes. You're doing this to give it coloring, to make it look better. You're making it a nicer color, yellow. And that's why it's permitted to be done over here. Dirshu footnote number 57 explains from the Maxis HaShekel, Shekivin Shekavanasohu Rakli Yafos is a chardo. Your whole purpose over here is just to make it look prettier and not to eat the yellow over here. Therefore, we don't consider this over here that the chalmon and the chelbon are two separate things. It's not a borer situation. You're not separating out ocha from solus. And he brings down further from the Bir Halacha that it's not even a situation of separating ocha from ocha because neither of them is going to be eaten under normal situations. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Im hu misanin kidei lechol lechalmon." If you're doing this, however, to eat the yellow, then it would be aser. The shnei minei acholim nikre, because the white and the yellow are considered two separate entities over here, and therefore v'shayach hazeh shem breira, and it would have a din of breira. But he brings down v'yesh mekilim bezeh v'nochel lahachmer. He does bring down from the bach and the levush that you can be mekel on this, but he says the more correct way is to be machmer. Dishu footnote number 58 says, when the yellow and the white are cooked together in an egg, so then Rav Yashiv says, even though they may be recognizably different parts of the egg, that's not considered two different ochas, that's min echad, and it's not a problem of brayer. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'alkein yesh li zor miliv ror ha-chelmon min ha-chelbon ayde ezek kli. Therefore, one should be careful when he's separating over here the white and the yellow. He wants to get the white out in order to put it to coffee. So you have to be careful over here. You're not allowed to do this ayde ezek kli kidei litrof oso in order to mix it up. V'lishpoch l'socha coffee. You don't have over here milk, and you want to add this egg to your coffee over here. Obviously, it's not hot enough that you're going to cook it over here. That would be a separate problem. He says, look in Simon Shin Yud Ches, we discussed that. The Ashur Mishum Chashash Bore. It would be not allowed, it would be a Bore problem to separate the white and the yellow to do this. But you can take out the yellow with your hand. As long as you're not using a kli, we just said it was forbidden with a kli, but to do it with your hand, to take it out with your hand, that would be permissible over here because that would be separating for immediate eating usage with a hand, and that's allowed. Likewise, you can go and shake it out, so to say, by separating it. You cracked open the egg and you're moving the egg from one side of the half of the eggshell to the other side of the half of the eggshell to go and separate out the yellow from the white, that would be allowed also. That's called separating with your hand, as we've learned already in Sivkotin Nun Hei. With that, we conclude today's shiur.